Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
January's here.
It's Thoughtspiration Thursday.
102 Jams.
I woke up a couple mil on my pound. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, and you're just in time for DJ Lil Vegas to hit you with a
quick mix.
And it's all love songs. Find the one you love, Big Rock, and just send him a text message this morning.
I already did.
Oh. Well, if you haven't been as fortunate as Big Rock this morning, send you a text message to the one you love this morning. You did. Two Jams, Three Live Crew rocking with you. And yes, that was DJ Lil Vegas. All R&B songs, love songs by the fellas. Here go a little start off for Vegas featuring Offset. He got his project dropping tomorrow. Anybody anticipating that joint? Okay. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And you're listening to 102 Jams, Three Live Crew, right here on your radio.
Congratulations, Cardi B. Her first album, Invasion of Privacy, which she dropped back in April 2018, has made history. It is the longest charting debut album by a female rapper.
Wow.
That record was previously held by Lauryn Hill. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill sat on the chart for 91 weeks. Invasion of Privacy has now been on the charts for 92 weeks. Cardi got on her Instagram to thank her fans. She said, "Thank you, everybody. Hopefully by the time I put out my second album, Invasion of Privacy, still charting." I think she meant will still be charting. Mm-hmm. It will be dope to have two albums charting at the same time. The pressure. Mm. Thank you for the love.
Mm. God, dog, 90-something weeks. That's almost 2 years, bro.
When I saw this story yesterday, I'm like, who's still listening to Invasion of Privacy?
Enough for it to be charting.
Enough for it to still be charting. Mm. More than a year later. Like, if it's still charting in April of this year, that'll be 2 years that it's just charting.
That's impressive.
So, yes.
So you could believe that people would listen to the Miseducation for about 91, but the Invasion...
I mean, I'm personally not listening to it anymore.
Yeah,
like, I'm just... It got to have a pretty powerful album to be listening to it 2 years later.
Yes.
Not just listening to it, but downloading it. Folks is streaming it, like, 2 years yes. later.
But yes. You know, nowadays...
And you didn't even have that option with Lauryn Hill. Yeah. With no streaming.
Exactly. And nowadays, with shenanigans and stuff, people go back and they stream your stuff.
Hmm.
Just think about the last 2 years. All the stuff that's been going on. Heck yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it can be manipulated much easier now. But, mm-hmm. You know, not to say that's what's happening here, yeah, but it but just still, can be. Yeah.
Either way, that's pretty impressive.
Extremely.
12 minutes after 6 o'clock.
How many accolades Cardi has?
Man.
That, like, no other female rapper has. Man.
What not word, to mention.
What word she leave out on Instagram again?
Not to mention Nicki is invisible. Where is Nicki?
I don't know. I miss her though.
Mm-hmm. 102 Jams, Three Live Crew here, man. Yes, 7 o'clock hour. We will be giving you a spot so you can go paintballing with us on Friday. Drank is back in them streets over there at Dudley. Dudley versus Parkland, halftime shoot the win.
And I got my suit.
Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no time for that.
23 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Three Live Crew on 102 Jams. This good Thursday, Thoughtspirational throwback morning.
Fellas, it is official. Dot Drank research shows that women prefer men with beards and y'all are seen as more dominant and attractive. Mm. This is according to research.
You barefaced babies? No. Look at y'all out there losing to the women. Huh? Your barefaced babies.
Now, researchers, they got almost 1,000 American women together, okay, right here in our United States.
1,000?
And they show, it's a sample size.
Oh, man.
Sample size.
Super, super small sample.
You know, but that's how they conduct these research studies.
That's
it's not like millions. It's just a sample size. And that sample size is supposed to represent all us women. Okay. They showed them several different pictures of men. And they kind of rated the women's attitudes towards guys with facial hair and the guys without facial hair. And what they found was that the ones with facial hairs, they always ranked much higher than the ones without facial hair. And they say that's because, like, when you have a beard, you appear to be physically stronger and a more socially dominant male.
Look at y'all. Weak,
whether or not that's
men.
True. Mm. Yeah.
God, you know what? I saw that firsthand just last night.
Okay.
Soon as Adam showed up on the circle, they ain't even paid Joey no attention. All the girls just start going crazy. Oh, look at you, Adam. Oh, Adam. Just because he had that little beard.
Just because he had
dominance.
A beard.
Dominance.
What episode that y'all, Dot has joined the circle?
Oh, yes.
He is watching the circle on Netflix.
Oh,
what episode
in.
Are you on?
Well, Adam is in the house now, which is really Alan.
Right.
A new catfish.
Exactly.
And it's driving me crazy.
Yes.
But nobody has been cut off yet. Adam just went up there and had a nice little dinner with Rebecca. I really don't, but Adam knows something about Rebecca. He ain't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca just seemed to, she was too naive and too weird acting in the day. It just wasn't. I think Rebecca's going to be kicked off next.
Okay.
But I am starting to like Mercedes a little bit.
Ew.
I don't know why.
I don't like her.
I, up until this point, I have not liked her.
I don't like her.
Yeah. I'm really liking this show, The Circle, that Roxy told us about on TV Tuesday, man. It's on Netflix, and it really just talks about all the insecurities that you have for social media and stuff like that, man. Like, and it is real.
And it is real.
You're going to stop patronizing us just because you ain't watched it,
so
okay?
Y'all drink ain't watched it, so.
Nah, what? Here go Future and Drake. Y'all been asking for it. The name of it is Life is Good. We got your Thoughtspiration up next, like usual.
Way off in the deep end, like usual.
Man, Future had to do that verse after Drake had already laid his verse. Ain't no way in hell Drake knew that he was going to turn up the beat like that and then turn up his flow like that and have
I'd
Drake.
I'd be mad if I was
ain't
Drake.
Ain't no way Drake
I'd
knew that.
Hot.
It's 102 Jams, man. We the 3 Live Crew. Good morning.
Geico presents Quick Ways to Change Your Life.
102 Jams. It's 6:36. 3 Live Crew is in the building.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm going to be back. Oh, damn. Let me see. What's up with y'all?
What's up with you?
Well, what's up with old girl?
Who, Bone?
Rolled past me, waving panties up in my face. Oh, smell these. You never smell them again. Boy, I tell you. Boy. Huh?
Oh, that's where y'all at.
What's up?
Before 7.
Huh?
I got time. You don't, though.
I got time.
You really don't. You got like 3 minutes to give us a thought spray. That's the reality.
See, hold on. See what you said? I just said I got time. I meant after this. I meant after this.
Until your next segment.
I meant after this. Thought inspirational quote number one.
If a kid say you stink, you stink. Kids don't lie about it like that.
That's
they
real.
Don't. They don't. They really don't.
They don't mean to. They're just being honest, man.
Man, let me do
God done.
My son.
Hey, you can't bounce back from it.
Can't.
Because you can't shout. You can't hurt that little feeling.
No. I'm supposed to be snotty-nosed and nappy head.
Yeah.
Inspirational quote number two.
North Carolina weather be throwing out numbers like the Powerball. 30, 67, 42, 28, okay. 73, 49.
Hey.
Where are the lies?
Something
if I tell
said.
One, say something.
No, you ain't.
Say something.
It's all a band right there, bro.
Inspirational quote
I'm still
number
thinking
three.
About them kids, though.
If she say computer or scrong, she getting back $7,723 on her taxes.
What's now up? That was the Bible.
Now that was real.
Now that right there was truth.
You said something.
Did she say?
Hey, scrong.
And pat her head at the same time.
Yes, sir.
She might be getting about $8,000 right now.
Remember this one time that kid say, why are your teeth yellow like that with a serious face? And then kept on playing with their toys like they didn't even ask me. I threw my teeth whitening trays in. From your baby. In 2010, he was drafted to the NFL from the Florida Gators to the New England Patriots. Here in 2020, we're watching a docuseries. He might have killed 3, 4, maybe even 5 people. And now he is no longer with us after hanging himself. The Aaron Hernandez docuseries, Killer Inside, is amazing. It's 3 episodes. All of them are 1 hour long. But gosh, man. Like, dude dealt with some beast. I still don't necessarily have compassion for him in the way that he went about his business. But it definitely gave just a little bit of insight just on his background, on his life. Like, and I just have forgotten so many things. I forgot why he was on trial for Odin Lloyd. They brought up the the double murder that had happened years prior.
Yeah.
But they had gotten that because they had gone to his cousin Tanya's house to look for him, or to look at her house, and found the vehicle that had been used in the double homicide a year ago, just in the garage with cobwebs on it, just there, stashed. Why wouldn't they have gotten rid of that damn car?
I don't know.
He had a homeboy that he shot in the face close range in his car and thought he killed him, but didn't kill him. He just lost his eye. So that was one of the dudes that daggone he was scared of, which made him go and get that huge security system at his house, which inevitably got him in trouble because it showed him on there with the gun and getting back home at 3 a.m. and when he was saying he had been to the club and all of this. Man, it was just so many different aspects of that. And then the whole homosexuality angle that they're just trying to damn force on you on the episodes.
I don't know anything about.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're saying a lot I don't know anything about.
Well, you knew about the double murder. You knew about the double that when he was on trial for the Odin Lloyd case, the double murder that he got hit with while he was in jail. Y'all have forgotten about it. See, that's the thing. Like, it was so many things that I knew about, but I had just forgotten about. And then when you're sitting there watching, like, I forgot he had a whole nother trial he had to go to. For the double murder.
Yeah, at some point, I didn't know what was going on because he was on trial for something and they hit him with something else and he got off for that, but he was still on trial for something else. So at a certain point, I got really confused.
All of it is cleared
up. With all the charges and
all of it is cleared up in the docuseries.
Shot his homeboy in the face.
That one right there we didn't know about. That joint was off the chains, bro. It's a good docuseries though, man. And I'm talking about you get to talk to the people that were the people who are alive, of course, that were victims of some of his atrocities, family members that just
and they say it was him. He did it to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hear conversations with the police coming into the hospital while dude is in the hospital and asking him why he don't want to tell. And he tells you why he don't want to tell and all of that. He got family members that just was looking at cancer and would rather just go to jail and just not get their cancer treated than to tell on Aaron Hernandez. That joint was deep, dog. That joint was deep. 15 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. Okay. 3 live on your radio. Yeah. Good morning.
Thinking about my grandmama, I got the number one record dig.
9 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m., and we'll give you a spot to go paintballing with us this Sunday.
Yesterday, Joe Biden made a pledge to HBCUs via Twitter, and social media is not here for it.
Really?
He tweeted out, "Historically, black colleges and universities have always been the heartbeat of our country's fight for justice. That's why I'll invest $70 billion in HBCUs and minority-serving institutions." He said, "When HBCU rise, we all rise. Join HBCU students for Joe Biden today." You click the link and it takes you to a website where you can sign up for this group HBCU students for Biden. Now, as you go through the comments, you see people are not buying it. They're not here for it at all. They say that he's pandering, that this is just a last-ditch effort and attempt to get more black people on his side, and they're just really not here for it.
Mm. Why they don't trust Joe? Because he's a politician?
Well, mainly. One of the reasons being he's a politician. And they say that his history over the years as a senator, they're just not in line with what he's been saying as of late. They were also bringing up President Obama's history with HBCUs. And you know, that's kind of like a tangled web there in itself. And of course, he was vice president under President Obama. So they're just not believing it. Just not believing it at all.
Dang.
I say, hey, keep that $70 billion and just forgive all our student loans from HBCUs. You graduated from HBCU, forgive all the loans. If you graduated, forgive all the loans. And
I wish.
Got my vote.
Everybody been talking about this platform of eliminating student loans. Like Elizabeth Warren said, she got a foolproof plan. Of course, Bernie Sanders is always talking about how he can remove student loan debt. Listen, I'm interested in those conversations.
Those are the conversations I'm into.
I mean,
what, Ron?
I just don't. I mean, how? Like, what foolproof plan do you have to make that happen?
Control, that's not how debt works.
You're not getting it. No way. People out here like, hey, man, I ain't got it. No way.
Now, student loan debt is something that they will get back one way or another. Maybe not all of it, but they're getting it back.
When they get that good $50 a month.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
My boy already told y'all he gonna jump the fence on him. Yeah. 7 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock.
Clients, some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
January's here.
And we're trying to send you paintballing with us in 3 days. Was that Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah, three of them.
102 Jams.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. Sorry about that right there now, Woo 2 Times, but it's not time for you. As a matter of fact, is the question that everybody's asking right now. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and folks are trying to go paintballing with us. Good morning.
Good morning, V-Dot.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Bria.
What's up, Bria?
How are you?
I'm good. You trying to go paintballing with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, you just got to tell us who shot you. Roxy's going to give you their government name, and if you can tell us what their celebrity name is, we'll give you the passes, all right?
Okay.
You've been shot by...
Hello?
No.
Hello?
I don't know.
Dang.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is? Too much clicking and talking.
Too much clicking and going on back there. I don't trust it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Drain. Way too much going on right there. We'll let DJ Lil Vegas hit you with a what right now?
Quick mix.
And you can be thinking about it. Call up and win these passes. It's all about Yo Gotti right now.
Come up, don't forget about your dog. Dead law.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock, you just got through listening to that Yo Gotti mix from DJ Lil Vegas. And now you're on the phone trying to call up so that you can tell us who this celebrity is that shot you so that you can go paintballing with us on Sunday. It's 3 Live on your radio. This is 102 Jams. Good morning.
I put the new 4G's on the G.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live Crew on your radio, and everybody's trying to figure out one answer.
Who shot you?
It's very simple. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to see who shot you.
Okay, what's your name? Where you calling from?
James, calling from Winston.
James from the Trey Foe. All right, James, you know how it goes. Roxy will give you the government. You tell us a celebrity name. Who shot you?
All right.
You've been shot by...
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah. No clue who that is?
Who shot you?
I know that.
Throw a guess out there, bro.
Yeah, got a guess for it?
Ray Ross.
Rick Ross. That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Sir. Sir.
He said he did not know. Okay. We asked him to throw a guess out there.
It's okay.
Hey, you remember you'd be sitting there, the teacher be like, you know, you just be 2 + 2. She'd call on somebody and they'd be like 5 and everybody be like, oh, we know. Antoine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Who are we speaking to?
Bailey.
Bailey?
Yes.
Where you calling from, Bailey?
Greensboro.
All right, Bailey from Greensboro. You trying to play Who Shot You?
Yes.
All right, it's simple. Roxy going to tell you the government. If you can tell us the celebrity name, you're going paintballing Sunday.
Okay. Who?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it
could be. Oh, my.
That's interesting.
You gotta give a clue for this one?
Might have to. I didn't think we would have to. I thought that name was pretty recognizable. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio saying good morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my...
Who shot you? 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3 Live crew on your radio trying to send somebody paintballing. Good morning.
Hey, I want to play Who Shot You.
What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Kate Greensboro.
All right. Very simple question is, who shot you?
Mm-hmm. Robin Fenty.
Robin. Oh, that's Rihanna.
Hey, that is Rihanna, man. It's just that simple. Bad girl, Riri. I was so shocked that so many people didn't know that.
Yeah, I love Fenty makeup. Y'all know I know who Fenty is.
See, yeah. I thought that Fenty would definitely be a giveaway.
Me too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, well, nevertheless, Kay from Greensboro, you will be going paintballing with us. You and a friend can come to our January paintball game Sunday at PBC Paintball Park. It's right there on Burlington Road in Gibsonville, man. It's just going to be a day of fun with the Jamily. And we got multiple games out there. It's a course out there. Got food out there. We're going to have a good time, mama.
Who shot you?
Okay.
102 Jams has your Thoughtspiration up next.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across.
7:36, y'all. 24 minutes away from 8 a.m. 3 Live crew on your radio saying good morning to you.
What's up? What's up?
What up, Clee?
What's up with it?
Cooling?
Yeah. I just want to say to everybody out there, if you got an ex, you know what I'm saying, they keep poking at you and stuff, we blocking all that in 2020. Mm. Huh? Huh? So what if a new man asks your elbows? Huh?
Lash out with the envy, bro. Lash out with the envy.
Who lashing out with envy?
You.
Thank I ain't speaking you. Facts.
It's still envy.
Envy is facts, though.
Be observant today. Be observant today.
No. I don't
just
have
check
to.
Elbows no. around the building.
No.
Checking elbows all day.
I will check
elbows. Thoughtspirational quote. Thank you, Mirror. Thoughtspirational quote number one.
If she say computer or scrum, she getting back $7,723 on her taxes.
That's right.
I believe it.
And dinner that night will be at Arigato's. Mm. Thoughtspirational quote number two.
Y'all remember when we was little, we thought 2020 was going to have flying cars? They still selling 1998 Hondas for
$2,500. Man, you thought the Jetsons was going to be us. We was going to be the Jetsons.
Legit.
That was us. Now look at you. Look at that.
That
look
real.
At
that.
98 Hondas are in full effect right
man,
now.
Man, them old Hondas will run.
I see
man.
One every day.
Run.
Inspirational quote number three.
Something was said.
North Carolina weather be throwing out numbers like the Powerball. 30, 67, 42, 28, 73,
dead
49.
Ass. Dead ass.
That's so true. I think I'm going to play them numbers. I'm just write the weather down for the next few 5 days.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
You might be on to something, Clint.
Yeah.
Mess around and hit. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say too much. When a speaking on that high the pole.
It's 7:40, man. 20 minutes away from 8 a.m. And big shout to Kay, man. Kay called up this morning. She knew that Robin Fenty was Rihanna. And just like that, she got passes to go shoot up the place with us on Sunday when we go to paintball park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it officially happened, guys. Nancy Pelosi signed the articles of impeachment. Mm. They were walked over to the Senate, and now we are waiting for the trial. It's been said by the Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, that the trial will kick off next Tuesday. We do have the seven managers that are going to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. Mm. Now we're just waiting to see what happens.
Mm. Mm. That's what I was about to ask. What's about to happen?
So we're here.
A trial is going, well, we know a trial is going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe we know what the outcome of the trial will be.
Mm-hmm. Not guilty.
Yeah. He's not. He's not going to be removed from office.
Yeah, not removed. Yeah.
So this is, I believe that the point was just to blemish his record, possibly cripple him in the upcoming election. That is the point of all of this.
I got to hit up CJ, too. CJ Brinson hit me up, and I was supposed to call him back yesterday and totally forgot. CJ, if you're listening or if anybody can get the word to him, I will give you a call today. But I'm really shocked that it's that many people that are really banking on just the fact that a blemish is going to be strong enough to, one, embarrass Donald Trump, and, two, like have some sort of negative impact on his campaign when he runs. Like, I was talking to my mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and, like, whenever I have, you know, political conversations or questions, that's one mm-hmm. of the people that
yeah,
I go to.
Yeah, she's heavily invested.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. like, she was so happy that he had got impeached. And I was like, but what does it mean? Like, he's not going to get removed from office, Mom. And she was just saying how it doesn't matter. Like, he's going to have this blemish. I was like, man, he does not care about that blemish. And she is so, like, I guess, I don't know. She just really feels like that the blemish is enough to just embarrass Donald Trump. And I'm just confused as to why so many people think that is the case. And two, why does that even matter?
I do think he's embarrassed.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think
like
he gives a damn.
Some of his lash outs are just very telling. Like,
really?
Yes. I do think, I don't think he likes it, but so.
Yeah.
Hey. I think he's sitting at the house playing, take that to trial. Take that to trial. He's sitting in the White House right now. I saw it over there. Hey, he in there bumping, take it to trial.
That'll be lit.
Like, hey, let me get my meme right. I'm doing my meme right now.
God darn it, that video dropped. God. We've been on a tragedy for months. 11 minutes away from 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And yes, we've been hooking people up all week long to go paintballing with us. All they've had to tell us is,
who shot you?
And we've been hooking them up. Today, we hooked up Kay. We will see her, Kay from Greensboro. She'll be there with us on Sunday.
Drank, you were right.
Uh-oh.
You tried to tell me, but no, I wouldn't listen. Got sucked in. Mm. Got sucked into all the drama and all the shenanigans.
I like it when this comes about.
April and Lil Fizz.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, they in the news. Yeah. What was they doing? Unfollowing each other on Instagram. Broke up. Everybody was happy about it. Making memes. Throwing their jokes out. Because we didn't like their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's Omarion baby mama. Lil Fizz was supposed to be Omarion friend. We didn't like anything about it. So when they broke up, we were happy. It was all for a storyline, Drink.
Mm-hmm.
The whole lot of it was for a storyline.
Come on with it.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sources very close to the couple.
Yeah.
Say that the two of them have not broken up. Indeed, they are very much still in love, very happy, and still living together. Mm. Over the weekend, supposedly, they had a birthday party for one of the kids, and all was well. Everybody was smiling. There was just no tension.
Mm.
There were no hard feelings about anything at all. And all of this is just for a damn show.
Mm.
And they sucked me right in. Drank tried to tell me, don't get sucked in. There ain't nothing going on. This is all for show.
You never listened to my boy.
I didn't listen.
You didn't do the knowledge to the facts. See?
Knowledge to the facts.
Without my Omarion, April ain't got nothing. Mm. Ain't got nothing. Without Omarion, Fizz ain't got nothing.
The left is on the tour. There ain't none of them on the tour no more.
Mm-mm.
So what all we got now? Storyline. We got to stay afloat on this show. We got to ride it out. Hope some endorsements come from it.
Mm. At least that Millennium Tour kicked back off.
Lil Fizz ain't on
they
it.
They not on it.
Oh, Fizz
remember,
not on
he done picked
B2K
up Bow Wow. B2K not on it.
B2K is not on it.
Omarion Bow Wow.
That's what Drake's right. saying. Yeah. All we got. Yeah.
All right. we got.
Is the show.
Huh?
That's all we got.
That's it. He gonna pick, hey, they gonna Peter gun this thing out. April and Lil Fizz, they about to Peter
oh,
gun.
No, are they?
They gonna Peter gun oh and God. Amina that,
you
and
don't remember,
Tara
you don't
this thing
that
out.
Love triangle, do you?
Peter Gunn still doing. They can't Peter Gunn was just.
Oh my
I just filmed with
gosh.
Peter Gunn on Wildin' Out again. Peter Gunn just trying to stay as relevant as possible.
They ran that storyline till Love and Hip Hop said, you know what? No more.
All right, we done with this. Now enough is enough, Peter. Bring Corey up.
Huh?
Pop a perky, just a starter. Pop it.
Just Mercy. Bad Boys 3. Movie theaters are going to be on fire this weekend.
Both of them dropped this weekend.
Just Mercy, I think, already dropped.
Okay.
Bad Boys 3 dropped this weekend, and people are already giving the reviews. I'm kind of scared to tap on the trending topics to see what they're saying about it, though, Rob.
Go see what they're saying.
God damn it.
And then give us an update.
Hey, truth be told, be right. Don't even matter what the hell they're saying. Truth be
still
told.
We still going to see it.
Yes, sir.
Hawk Industries is an E-Verify employer.
January's here.
Yo, this weather is bugging.
102 Jams.
Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and if you're listening right now, you're here just in time for a what, Bit Rock?
Quick Mix!
From DJ Lil Vegas. T-Pain time. We drunk and got drunk and Well, over the weekend, T-Pain's high school picture was trending. Now, all I can say is that boy better be glad he made it successfully off his music.
I didn't see it.
Oh, my gosh, boy. They said, ain't no way that's in that look like Lil Jon.
Okay.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. January pays off again all weekend long. We sending you to the Millennium Tour.
Up the smoke. Dominate choke. Ice, ice. I do not troll. I got points, these diamonds are bold.
Halftime shoot to win. The homie Big Dranky will be at the Dudley game versus Parkland tomorrow night. And if you hit that shot at half court, you will go home with a PS4 like it's your birthday.
And speaking of birthdays, it's time for birthday trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Also keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point.
Drankins,
are you ready?
You didn't put my point in from yesterday.
Did you forget my boy's point from yesterday?
You did.
I did. I'm sorry. I'll put it up there. My apologies.
I just don't want to be shysty.
She said she got you.
Yes. Again, my apologies.
No, don't shyst me.
Drankins, are you ready?
Just don't shyst me.
I think these
You've
are
been warned.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. And before I get started, Aaliyah, today would have been her birthday. Happy birthday, Aaliyah. We miss you. You know, Missy Elliott was up early wishing Aaliyah a happy birthday.
She?
Yeah.
Dang, what's that?
Yeah.
January 16th.
Mm-hmm.
What would she have been, about 42?
79. She was born in 79.
She'd been about 40, 41. Yep, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
All right. First up on my list here, this guy. He's a quarterback in the NFL. He only played 8 games this season with the Denver Broncos.
Drank. Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco is correct. Dot, to steal a point, how old is Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco is 31.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Joe?
Joe Flacco is 32.
That is incorrect as well. 35 today.
Really?
35, yes.
Dang.
All right, next up on my list here. She's an actress / dancer. Mm-hmm. A Different World.
Drake.
Jasmine Guy.
That is incorrect. Dot, A Different World. In the House, Grey's Anatomy. Felicia Rashad's sister.
Dot.
Yes?
Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen is correct.
Why would she go in a different world for Debbie Allen?
To steal a point.
What'd she do for? She did do something for Debbie.
She was.
But you don't
to
know.
To steal a point, how old is Debbie Allen?
You got to put your algorithm to the test for this. God damn, boy.
Felicia Rashad, her sister, left Amar Rashad.
They're not together?
Yeah, they not.
Wow.
They not together?
Kept his name, but left him.
Google that.
Yeah. Just blew him out of my algorithm. They are a good, she's a good 69.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Debbie Allen?
It was 69 with your algorithm?
What?
Is she the older sister or the younger sister?
Well, she was young. She was then. Young.
I'm going to give her 56, Rock.
And then you go.
Was that too short?
That is so incorrect. Drake was actually really close. She's 70 today.
Wow.
70 years old today. All right, last on my list here. The score, guys, is tied 1-1.
One.
Last on my list. This guy is a boxer that tried to be a rapper.
Drakus.
Drake.
Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones Jr. is correct. Y'all must have forgot. Dot. To steal a point and tie the game.
And tie this thing.
And keep from going down 7-0.
7-0.
How old is Roy Jones Jr.?
Roy Jones Jr. got to be 51.
That is correct.
Man, yeah, you crazy as hell. Put my damn point up there. You got to break the tie.
It's currently tied. It is tied.
You got another birthday?
Sir.
I don't. I was not expecting this.
What's going on?
Yeah, I fought today.
You did.
Yes,
you fought hard. No one gets a point today.
Nobody gets
a
point.
The score is tied. Happy birthday to those people. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Go ahead and lash out. You want
to
lash out?
You can still lose a point and then Doc could win.
No.
Could happen.
I just like for my point from yesterday to be put up.
It will. I have to go get my markers.
Please inform me when the game is over. Just let me know.
It's not over right now.
Say it. Just say it.
No, it's not over.
Say it.
All right, that's over.
Come on, the game. You stupid helper. How you going? You ain't got no another damn birthday in there. I kill it. I'm going to go crazy here today. Y'all better not come to work in this station today.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man.
Russell Westbrook and Dame Dilla still beefing with each other if anybody cared about it.
Why they beefing?
Oh, you remember last season?
I don't.
When Dame Lillard hit that half court shot and sent Russell Westbrook them home and waved bye bye to him. You remember that?
I don't.
Trailblazers over
and they
the
took the picture. And he looking at the picture like this with everybody grabbing him.
Oh, okay. I remember the picture. I don't remember the moment.
Next thing you know, Russell Westbrook gets traded.
Yeah.
All this they're saying is a result of the Dame Lillard bye-bye three-pointer.
Mm.
Last night, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Rockets again.
Spanked them.
Yeah, spanked them. It's 102, y'all. I know I'm super fly. 102 Jams has your Thoughtspiration up next.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across...
Good morning. It's 8:38, y'all. 22 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. 3 Live Crew is right here on your radio.
Yeah, shout out to my new boo.
Your new boo? Hey man, I like the way. Hey, I respect your swag, Clee. Mm-hmm. You don't let that whole situation of just a girl dissing you and stuff hold you down. a woman could straight up embarrass you. It don't stop you. It don't deter you one little bit. No. That woman been walking through the hall swinging panties at you all morning, telling you you'll never get another scent of that smell.
Excuse me.
You don't care.
Excuse me. Who are you speaking of?
Bone.
Oh, I don't recall.
Woo!
Thoughtspirational quote.
Doesn't recall.
Number one.
If a kid say you stink, you stink. Kids don't lie about it like that.
None of that. And they say you ugly, they be meaning it. It's all honesty.
Yeah.
Okay? Those are priceless years.
And if they say your teeth yellow, you might want to throw a whitening tray on it now. Not saying I know anything about that from experience, but.
That was a personal story. Child got you, didn't he? Hey. The inspirational quote number two.
Thanks, Quinn.
North Carolina weather be throwing out numbers like the Powerball, 30, 67, 42, 28, 73, 49.
Huh?
Legit.
Meanwhile,
my bank account looking like somebody's weight.
225, 238, 206.
Is that accurate, Clay?
Thoughtspirational quote number three.
We just being honest this morning on Thoughtspiration.
Y'all remember when we was little, we thought 2020 was going to have flying cars? They still selling 1998 Hondas for $2,500.
Respect.
Remember, remember y'all took y'all money out the bank and put it under y'all mattress, 1999?
God darn, you went 20 years ago.
Remember y'all did that? I remember did that. I did that.
Yeah, you did. As I get home. 102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning, 3 Live Crew. How are you?
Good morning, doing good.
Rocky B. Dot and the amazing drinking.
All right now, how you doing?
How y'all doing? I'm fine. I want to say happy Founders Day to the final women of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Everybody's
this
Founders Day.
Mama,
I knew it was you, Mom.
How you know?
Huh? You up there in D.C. at Centennial?
Yes.
Is it jumping?
It's what lit?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
What y'all
Mama?
Got playing, Mama's Drink for the Centennial?
We got luncheons. We got Raheem Devon today.
Okay.
Everything.
Mm.
Everything.
Okay.
Sound like everything gonna be over by 9 o'clock. Ready to get back to that hotel and go to sleep, Mama.
You was wrong for that. Don't
act
like that.
Right, that's
don't
what's
act
up.
Like that.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Well, Mama, I hope you have a good time up
for
there,
sure.
Man. Y'all enjoy DC and the Centennial.
Happy Founders Day.
Yep, happy Centennial.
Thank you, and you all have a great day.
You do
too.
The same,
love
Mama
you,
Mama.
Bye bye.
Big shout out to all the Zay. Yeah, so I see them all up and down the timeline this morning. They're very happy celebrating 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
Respect.
Hey, that is big, 100.
Yeah.
That's big.
You like it, would you? 12 minutes to DJ Lil Vegas time. Halftime Shoot to Win is at Dudley High School tomorrow night. Big Drank will be over there. I was over at Smith the other night. Got a chance to see my boy Waddell and Partee. They told me, yeah, no. Just happy that I chose the right side in that Smith versus Dudley game.
First of all, Waddell and Partee.
49, 11 minutes, and it'll be 9
y'all
o'clock.
Again.
It'll be 9 o'clock.
All right, I almost got worked up, but I ain't.
Is there a beef or something?
No, nah. They been coming at me just because I was going for Dudley. Roxy, why do I go for Dudley?
Your son went there.
Went there.
Your wife, yeah. Your daughter's gonna go there.
Hey, yes!
But guess what? Nobody goes there now. So now is an idle time. So when he had a chance
he's
to pick.
Pledged
that's what they're telling me, Roxy. No, B.A. even said it to him. He's like, nah, DJ not there no more. So now you gotta go for Smith.
No, you've already pledged your allegiance to Dudley.
No, it's just go for whoever you think is gonna win. He thought Dudley was gonna win, or so he said, even though he didn't really believe that. But mm-hmm. That's who he was rooting for. So now Partee and Waddell just giving him a hard time because he picked the wrong side.
But I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I didn't do anybody like this football season.
God damn. But now, hey,
ooh.
Talk your talk, King.
Hey,
talk your talk, King.
Y'all know what it is then.
God damn.
Huh? Might not see the end zone.
Might not see the end zone?
Hey, what? At least in basketball, it was a game throughout the game. Now.
And football don't even be a contest.
Don't get me to talk.
Look at my boy.
That was misdirection.
Let me check the soccer.
A lot of misdirection.
Did you see that, Rock?
That was a lot of misdirection.
I wonder what they did in soccer this year.
The moral of the story is Drank will be at Dudley tomorrow night as Parkland comes to town, and it is a PS4 on the line in the halftime Shoot to Win. Tell me who you with, huh? 7 minutes, it'll be 9. 9 o'clock, y'all. This is 102 Jams. Good morning.
Did Russell, Russell Simmons win the battle against Oprah? Now, remember, a few weeks ago, I told y'all that Oprah was going to be producing a documentary that detailed the incidents of three women that claimed they were sexually assaulted or raped by Russell Simmons. Mm-hmm. Russell Simmons got hot about it. Hot. He wrote a very, very lengthy message to Oprah on his Instagram. He also said he reached out to Oprah personally because he said, as far as he knew, he and Oprah always had a great relationship, and he had no clue why she was just focusing solely on him with all of the allegations of many, many men, you know, that are being thrown out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah has decided to separate from the project. Mm-hmm. Now, she's saying it's because of creative differences, but social media is saying it's because she feels bad. She knows she shouldn't have jumped out there on the project in the first place, and Russell Simmons kind of forced her hand. Gail King spoke up for her friend yesterday. You know, Oprah's her bestie.
Yeah, Gail. Hey, she treat Gail. I mean, Gail get the best birthday presents and the best birthdays.
You hear me?
God.
Do you hear me? And Gail says, listen, it ain't have nothing to do with Russell. The reason Oprah is stepping back from this project is for the reason that she said, creative differences, period. Mm. She says, now she knows what it looks like. She knows it looks like, you know, her hand was forced and Russell made her do it, or there were some powers to be that made her do it, but that is the furthest thing from the truth.
Well, you wouldn't say anything else, Gail. Like, do you think Gail would come and be like, nah, Oprah lying, man?
I am kind of interested in this documentary, though.
Why?
It doesn't have a name yet. It's going to premiere at Sundance, but the three women that are going to be featured, they were on CBS in the Morning yesterday, and they were talking about some of their experiences with Russell Simmons. I was under the assumption that they were like sexual assaults, you know, maybe some unwanted touching.
Like the Bill Cosby.
Yeah. No.
No, not like the Bill Cosby?
Not to just touch someone, not to it. Drugging and all that.
Yeah.
What mine is the drugs aside, but I'm just talking about the indecent liberties with the women, and they weren't really wanting that type of relationship or that type of activity.
No, not like, I don't want to compare it to Bill.
I don't
want to compare those two at all.
What's the difference?
But because those Never women mind. Were unconscious. They okay. literally had no idea mm-hmm. what was going on to them. So I don't mm-hmm. want to compare those two mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. But the details that I saw that they were sharing yesterday, like, they are saying, like, this was straight up rape, like forcible rape. Like, one of the ladies was saying she was screaming, this is rape, and he was still going. And that's not how I understood it when these stories initially came out.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you watch it and you can tell me about it. I'm not interested.
Yeah, do all that. Because I had a joke for the end.
Nah.
But after you finished all that, I was like, nah, we just gonna fade on in to the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Jack and B.I. Three Live Crew, Drake and Jack and B.I.
Now I wanna hear what the joke was.
All the hottest jams you just heard on 102.
We're 16 South Elm Street in Greensboro.
January's here.
Yep, it's 9 o'clock on the DAHT. That's the dot.
102. Jam.
It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, man. 9-11, my favorite time of the day, and you know that. Three Live Crew is on your radio, and tonight it goes down at Club Silo.
Game night
at Silo goes down tonight, man. If you're trying to get out there and do something different, you know what I'm saying? They still have the club component around 11, 12 o'clock. That kicks off. But from 9 to 11, it's just games, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just grown-ups out there having some fun in some of your favorite games. Might check that out, man. See what that be about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I might see what that is. DJ Lil Vegas right now doing his mixing thing. Show him how you get down, heavy hitter.
If I love you, then I need ya. I fuck with you like Martin fuck with Gina.
102, good morning.
Good morning, Three Live Crew.
Yes.
Good morning.
This is Shanika.
What's up, Sugar Pie?
Hey, look, Vegas must have got some ass last night because he ain't playing anymore.
God damn, Vegas. Did you get some ass last night? Because the
you know
the,
he booed up.
The room in the street is you got you mixing like a fool this morning.
Word.
Because you got some butt last night.
I don't disclose that information.
Hey, that's a yes. That
is a yes. My brother man booed up. He don't disclose no more.
Hey, they had her feet up to the ceiling. You see how my boy do?
Y'all have a good morning.
You too, Mama.
You too, Sugar.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
What's up, though? 9:28, 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, I'm going to be here with your weather or whatever. 59 degrees. And that's going to be the high today. It ain't going to get no hotter than that. And it's going to be partly cloudy at times. But it ain't going to rain. Go ahead, Doc.
Thank you, Bone. In Summerfield, there's an accident on Lake Brant Road south of Scalesville Road at Witte Road. In Greensboro, East Gate City Boulevard at I-40, I-85, there's an accident there. Other than that, we're good. Back to you, Bone.
If you got a shirt with Aaliyah on it today, you real lame.
Mm.
Who does that?
Vegas does. Vegas does.
Lame.
Oh, my man. Woo-woo. My man coming back out of quick now.
What's up?
Booed up.
It's okay. Because she can get these hands all day. And I said it. And I said what I said. How I said it. I said what I said, how I said it.
Vegas said we're not going to do that.
I will do that.
I think he says, it's like you don't got to address him no more. Like, he got somebody, you got somebody, so y'all don't have to address each other.
I'm still addressing it. Who are you?
Hey, who is that?
Who is that?
Jesus Christ.
Paintball, Three Live Crew, and you.
102 Jams, Three Live Crew here at 9:33. We're a little earlier than usual, but hey, my man said he got some things on his chest this morning. He'd like to get off.
Actually, I got that off yesterday. I went to see my wax lady.
Ooh,
yeah. Shout out to my wax lady, M. Boucher.
M. Boucher is your wax lady?
Yeah. Gets me right. Old M. Boucher.
I'ma ask. What all you get waxed?
Huh?
What all do you get waxed?
You know, my chest. She got my knuckles. Chest and my knuckles.
That's it?
You know, my back. I had a few patches on my back. And, got me right. She got me right.
That's what's up.
She tried to go down there, and get me right down there, but one strip, and I couldn't take it. So I got kind of like a soup bowl down there.
All right.
It's like ripped off around.
Okay.
The inspirational quote number one.
If she say computer or scrum, she getting back $7,723 on her taxes.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
And dinner that night will be at Arigato's.
Inspirational quote number two.
Y'all remember when we was little, we thought 2020 was going to have flying cars? They still selling 1998 Hondas for
$2,500.
Man, you thought the Jetsons was going to be us. We was going to be the Jetsons. Legit.
Now, hold up. Now, look at you. Look at that.
There we go.
98 Hondas are in full effect right
now. Man, them old Hondas will run,
one every day.
Run.
Inspirational quote number three. Something was said.
North Carolina weather be throwing out numbers like the Powerball. 30, 67, 42, 28, 73, 49.
Dead ass.
That's so true. I don't think I'm going to play them numbers. I'm just write the weather down for the next few 5 days.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
You might be on to something, Cliff.
Yeah.
Mess around and hit. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke out the night.
I saw a story, and Roxy always asks us a question, so I'm going to ask it to you all this morning. Fair or foul? 9:39, 21 minutes away from 10 a.m.
Okay. What you got?
Who is Khalil Mack?
DN for the Bears.
Linebacker, but yes, linebacker for the Chicago Bears. And over Christmas, his charity gave $80,000 as a donation to the Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida. $80,000 to the Walmart. Pay off these layaways so the people can have good Christmases.
Okay. I'm going to say, what is he donating to Walmart for? Okay. I'm up to speed.
There was only $60,000 worth of layaways. So instead of returning the $20,000 to the foundation,
no, they didn't.
The employees from Walmart just start putting stuff that they would want into the layaway and use the remaining $20,000 to pay it off. Of course, they're in trouble right now for it. Walmart says, we've determined the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines and have taken corrective action. Now, here's where I ask you if it's fair or foul. For what it's worth, Walmart's base pay for employees is below the poverty line to the point where the company has held canned food drives for its own staff. So people who needed the donations were probably the people working at Walmart, but they did not handle it correctly. The money was supposed to go to the layaways, and it did. Fair or foul, B-Rock?
Fair on what part? Them taking the money or the actions of Walmart?
The actions of Walmart. What, like fair what? Or foul from Walmart to discipline these people?
Walmart.
Fair or foul?
Fair.
It's fair?
Yes.
Because these poor people put some stuff in layaway and their layaway was paid off
yeah,
by Khalil
Mack. I understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm reaching.
But no, they can't do that.
They
you
can't
see,
do that.
I immediately said when you said it was $60,000,
yeah.
What did I immediately say? Give me $20,000 back. You can't do it like that.
Even though they need it.
Even though you need it.
Fair or foul, drank from Walmart.
Did Khalil say anything? Like, yeah, like he don't mind?
Haven't heard any words from Khalil Mack on the subject.
And around my way, that's, I don't mind.
I mean, he gave it $80,000. He wasn't expecting
it.
To get no change back.
They want no change. That man didn't want no change. Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Huh? So we going to do something with this change.
And they like they pocketed the $20,000.
They
got items that they would have needed to get anyways for Christmas, but they're poor, Johnny. Fair or foul? Is that foul of Walmart to discipline these employees? Or is that fair? What say you, Drank?
Oh, man.
Hmm?
It's foul, man.
It's foul from Drank. Let them folks eat for Christmas.
Khalil wanted people to eat for Christmas.
He did.
And they took advantage.
And those are the people that need help.
They took advantage, you said.
No, I mean, they took advantage of the opportunity.
His real feelings.
But see, I didn't want to say. I didn't mean maliciously. I didn't mean maliciously. I meant they took advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew just asked you, was it fair or foul for Walmart to discipline and reprimand their employees that used the money that Khalil Mack donated for the layaways. They used the extra money to get their own stuff out of layaway. Khalil Mack donated $80,000. It was only $60,000 worth of layaways. So the employees at Walmart said, listen, hey, we getting paid below the poverty line. They just held a canned food drive for us for Thanksgiving.
Where are they at, Jesus?
Down there in Florida, Rock. Fort Pierce, Florida, to be exact.
Walmart not paying minimum wage?
Hey.
That's strange.
Maybe somebody out there that wears one of them blue smocks can call up here and defend that. But Roxy says it is very fair for Walmart to discipline those employees. They had no business doing that. Drank says, come on, man. The people were poor, bit raw.
Okay.
They're foul for reprimanding
these
people.
Oh, they having canned food drive. Look at these cans. Look at these canned goods on these darn shelves.
Good morning.
I think that's fair about the Walmart thing.
Fair for Walmart to reprimand the employees.
I'm saying because if they pay the employees more money, then they don't have to do that. So, you know what I mean? I would have did the same thing if I was working there.
I think he's on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're saying it's foul for Walmart to reprimand them and not pay them worth a damn anyways.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I appreciate you, family.
So, already.
Yep, I mean,
already.
I do. I empathize with those people. I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. But
Walmart still had to do that.
They got it, yes.
Who was working back there in layaway that
unless,
messed it up?
Unless,
who snitched and dry snitched?
Khalil Mack comes and says, it's okay.
Yeah. Then Walmart.
Even still, but they Khalil, might have to.
Khalil ain't want no change.
Even so still.
He didn't want no change.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day.
8 minutes till 10 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning.
April 12th. I kept seeing that day all up and down my timeline, and it is because that's when Insecure is coming back with season 4. Now, Dot, you look so uninterested, but I thought you got on Insecure.
Nice.
You did get on it. You got back off it?
I guess. I don't even remember the last episode I watched, the last season. I think I watched most of episodes. I mean, season
been a
one.
I think it's been like a year.
I might have looked at a little bit of season two. I know I didn't watch an episode of season three.
Oh, I thought we were on it together. Oh, well, that's why I was now? So hyped. I mean, three is the last one, which was like already a year ago. That dropped like mad long ago. Oh. And then Issa got real busy, you know, couldn't find time to shoot it. She was doing movies and stuff like that. Yeah, but finally, Insecure fans, we have been waiting. And yesterday we got the date, so we were really excited to hear that. You want to know another show people are waiting for
what?
That I don't think they're ever going to get? Atlanta.
We never going to get it. I've been waiting on it. I'm never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
They ain't thinking about doing it.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
All the main characters are off doing other things. Mm. I see them in so many other things. Mm. Not Atlanta, though.
They're in everything.
They're in everything.
They're in every, like, all the characters are just in everything.
In everything.
I saw the one of the executives over at FX talking about it the other day. Talking about, yeah, we're going to get another season in, however many Donald wants to do. We're going to let him do it. Of course you will, but he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, Donald ain't making no noise. Here go that Justin Bieber. Hey, girl. I just saw your pictures, girl. You got that yummy yum. That yum, that yum. That yum.
Shut up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.